Emergency services are making preparations for two impending weather events as a tropical low off the coast is set to form into a cyclone later today. The Weather Bureau's Adam Blazak says the system's likely to make landfall between Cardwell and Bowen tomorrow night as a Category 2.
I'd expect to see winds around that Townsville coastline really strengthening Thursday morning, intensifying throughout the day. Thursday night's going to be a bit of a hectic night.
Then it's expected to track inland and south as a tropical low, bringing heavy to intense rain to parts of the state from Friday. At this stage, the Weather Bureau is forecasting around 70 millimetres of rain for the Sunshine Coast over Saturday and Sunday. A Sunshine Coast ex-truck driver has been jailed after police busted him in a stolen car which contained weapons and drugs in August last year. The Daily reports 52-year-old Stephen James Young appeared on video link in Maroochydore Magistrates Court, where he pleaded guilty to 18 charges, including unlawful possession of weapons, possessing dangerous drugs, and unlawful use of a vehicle. The court heard the father of two was on parole at the time he was found with the stolen vehicle. Young was sentenced to 12 months jail but will be eligible for parole on April 26. Anyone with a passion for Mooloolaba and its future is being asked to consider nominating to become a community representative. Environment and Sustainability Portfolio Councillor Peter Cox says council is seeking members for two groups who will help support businesses and the community before, during and after the construction of Stage 2 of the Mooloolaba Foreshore Revitalisation Project.
We're seeking two groups. So we've got a business activation group as well as a stakeholder interest group for Mooloolaba, and we're really hoping that those people can come along, listen, provide insights and help us prepare for that construction phase.
For more info, you can search about MFR on Council's website. 12 staff and volunteers from Queensland Fire and Emergency Services across the Sunshine Coast, Gympie and Bundaberg regions have been honoured at an Australia Day Achievement Awards ceremony held in Nambour. The officers from the North Coast region received awards predominantly for their efforts to protect homes and businesses from the fierce bushfires late last year, two of them at Landsborough and Biewa. The awards recognise the ongoing work done by QFES personnel, both on the front line and behind the scenes.